Somebody asked me the following, Shaila. They were leasing a business office ad in Northern Jersey from a non-observant Jewish landlord. When he was going through the contract, he noticed that there was a penalty that if he did not make a particular payment by the 10th of the following month, for example, if he didn't pay January's payment by February 10th, there would be a 5% recurring penalty. And for every additional month that the payment was not made, there would be an additional 5% charge. A second Shaila, there was a landlord who wanted his tenant to pay at the beginning of the month. The tenant wanted more time, and he wanted to have until the 15th of the month to make the payments. And the landlord agreed in exchange for an additional $150 a month rent. And the question is, what are the halachas regarding these two scenarios? We discussed in the last episode that regarding a sale, it is forbidden for a seller to charge a customer a higher price in exchange for allowing him to pay on credit. The understanding of this is, since the appropriate time to pay for an item is when receiving the item, the additional price that the customer pays when he's paying on credit is considered to be a credit payment. On the contrary, by a rental agreement, the Mishnah B'Metzia Dav Samchei Amud Alef, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yardeis and Kufay and Vav, it is permitted for a landlord to offer his tenant the option of either paying a lower price if he pays at the beginning of the month, or a higher price if he wants to pay at the end of the month. The appropriate time to pay for a rental agreement is upon completion of the rental agreement. This is based off a concept known as Ein Schiris Mishalemes Elo Besayf, which means that the rental payments are due upon completion of the rental period, and therefore it would be permitted for a landlord to offer a tenant a lower price for payments made at the beginning of the month, as the payments made at the end of the month would be considered the true price of the rental, and it would not be considered a credit payment. And the Mechaber there and other Rishonim point out that the same would be true regarding services provided, that it would be permitted for a vendor to charge a customer a higher price for payments made on completion of the service. There are a few exceptions. It is only permitted to the landlord or vendor to charge a higher price for payments made at the completion of the rental or service. However, if the landlord is allowing the customer or tenant to pay after the completion, there, the same halachas regarding a sale would apply, and it would be forbidden for a landlord to charge a tenant a higher price for allowing him to pay after the rental period has already been completed. A second exception is that once the rental payments are already due, it would then be forbidden for the landlord to extend the due date in exchange for additional cost, as since the payments are already due and the landlord is now extending it, this would certainly be considered a credit payment. According to many poskim, the Taz and Kafay and Vav, it would violate Rebbe's Ketuza. The Shach is misupik whether or not it would violate Rebbe's Ketuza, but according to all opinions, this would definitely be Asr. So just to summarize, in this regard, a rental payment is different from a sale agreement in that it would be permitted for a landlord or vendor to charge a customer a higher price for allowing him to pay upon completion of the service. Again, this would not allow him to charge a higher price for allowing the customer to pay after the service is completed, and certainly once the payments are due, it would definitely be forbidden for the landlord to charge the customer an additional amount in exchange for extending the due date. Getting back to our shaylos, regarding the second shaylos, where we had a landlord who was offering his tenant the option of paying in the middle of the month for a higher rental price, here, since the payments are being made during the rental period, it would seemingly be permitted. There may be one exception. There's a Chachos Adam who seems to say that if the industry standard is that rental payments are due at the beginning of the month, then this heter not apply. It is not 100% clear, and many other places do not make this distinction. But as long as this is not the case, and there is no clear industry standard, it would seemingly be permitted. Regarding the first Shiloh, where the landlord was charging a recurring penalty for payments made after the rental period was completed, this would seemingly be forbidden. We will Mitchem discuss in the next year that certain one-time penalties may be permitted in rental or sale agreements, but a recurring penalty would be asur, according to all paiskim. The Shulchan Aruch says it would be a violation of Rebbe's Ketuza, and therefore in this scenario, since the tenant would be required to pay an additional amount for payments made after the completion of the rental period, it would be asur to make those payments. Now, in this particular scenario, the landlord refused to take out this clause, and he was not willing to draft heteriska. And the question was, is it permitted to sign on this agreement and make sure to make the payments before the penalty is triggered? We discussed in the last episode that by a 210 net 30 agreement, although it's not encouraged, it seemingly would be mutter mikra din to sign on this agreement and make the payments within the 10-day period. However, this would seemingly be different, as in a 210 net 30 agreement, it is only a question of avakribis, as opposed to a recurring penalty, which according to the Shulchan Rav would be a violation of Ribis Ksusa. Additionally, by a 210 net 30 agreement, there are poskim who permit the agreement entirely, as opposed to this scenario, which would seemingly be forbidden according to all opinions. Now, it's not 100% clear, as the whole concept of a Ribis agreement that never actually leads to Ribis payment is the Shail and the Gemara and the Rishayim, whether one violates Ribis for simply making this agreement. Additionally, here, if the tenant was paying on time, no Ribis payment was ever actively due, perhaps there's additional room to be Mako. However, it is not Lechatchila, as it may be a Shail Ribis Ksutza, and one should try avoiding to do so. But again, since it could potentially be Mutter, if someone's stuck in a situation where he has no other choice, a Shaila should definitely be asked.